What have you got there, mate?
Just a glass of wine.
All right, how is it?
It's all right, I guess. I mean, obviously it's not really delicious, like a pint from Beer 52.
Well, it's a good job that this episode of Podcast Secrets of the Pharaohs is sponsored by Beer 52, the world's number one beer club.
With Beer 52, you'll receive a case of beer every month, featuring craft beers from all over the world, including Belgium, California, New Zealand, and more.
As well as getting 8 free beers, you'll also receive the award-winning magazine Ferment, as well as a couple of different snacks, perfect for a night in, or an innocent picnic in the park.
For the last time, it was a picnic. You couldn't see the snacks. We had 2 different types of snacks.
Best of all, you can pause or cancel your membership at any time, so you don't need to worry about the ombudsman coming to get you if you want to take a break from your membership.
So seriously, what are you waiting for? If you want to get started with a free case of beer, head to beer52.com/peep to access your first case for free.
8 beers, Beer 52. 8! That's insane!
All you need to do is pay the £5.95 for postage. And don't worry if you're not a fan of dark beers, there is a light option available.
So that's beer52.com/peep to get your first Beer 52 case for free.
Poor me. Poor me. Pour me another glass from Beer 52.
Cheers! Cheers. Hello, and welcome back to the Project Zeus Files, a patron-exclusive series from Podcast Secrets of the Pharaohs. I'm Rob Graham, and I'm joined, as always, by Tom Harrison.
Hello.
I don't know why we're bothering doing this introduction for patrons. They know who we are. I don't think we need to quite do this same level.
It's all part of the charade.
In the same way we're shouting out our social media channels at the end, I'm slightly dubious as to why we're doing that. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed last week's episode, the one. It was a good laugh to do, and I don't know about you, Tom, but I quite liked the slightly shorter format. I think it was more conducive to good chat, I think, doing half an hour.
Yeah, I like that we were just kind of like, yeah, quick firing through certain things. And it certainly makes it easier to edit as well. So I'm liking this new format, which is partially why we're doing it, so we can, you know, maintain content while we're unable with everything going on this summer for both of us. It'd just be a bit more manageable. So yeah, no, I'm enjoying it. It's nice. It's refreshing.
And also, when people are listening to it, they can now listen to it like in one go rather than thinking, I'll listen to half an hour on my journey.
Exactly.
There,
yeah,
half an hour on my journey back. So this week it's a simple question. It's one that I'm sure will be hotly discussed, and I've put it out on social media, so some of you I think have responded. But the question is simple: who was the biggest bastard, Mark or Jez? And I threw this one out on social media earlier on, like I said, and we had a wide range of responses. So I think a lot of them were siding with one particular character out of the two, so we'll maybe throw those in as we go. But what we thought we'd do this week is we take opposing sides and turn it into sort of a bit of a debate. So I'm going to be arguing that Jez is the biggest bastard, whilst Tom is going to be claiming that Corrigan is the worst. But I will caveat now, for what it's worth, I believe that Mark is the biggest bastard. I'm in the Mark camp. But for the purposes of the episode and for your entertainment, I'm going to argue for Jez. So, Tom, do you want to share sort of your opening thoughts on Mark, followed by sort of why you think he's a bit of a bigger bastard than Jez, and then I can chip in with my thoughts as we're going along?
Sure. So, yeah, I've kind of broke it down into like 3 kind of bullets as to why I think Mark is particularly bad. And the first one is probably the haymaker, and that is that Mark displays quite a few sociopathic and even psychopathic tendencies. If you actually ever look at his personality, it's all sort of, you know, funny at the time when you're watching it, but if you kind of break it down, you actually kind of pick apart I wouldn't know which box exactly to put him in, but there's certainly a lot of the tendencies you would associate with a sociopath. And he struggles to form intimate relationships, which is a big one, even with his own family. He has a terrible relationship with his dad, with his sister, you see. His mum seems to be, like, slightly better, but there's a still, like, a real awkwardness about, you know, she's quite sexually liberated, we get that sense of, and Mark can't quite handle that. Another big one is that he lacks any sense of empathy. The big one that came to mind was the death of Gerard and the way that he treats the funeral, having to do his speech. There's just like nothing there. It's just kind of like an empty void. And I think something that sort of psychopaths do is that they exploit people and manipulate them to their advantage. And I thought an instance of that that really came to mind was that he uses the funeral, way back in series one, Jez's uncle's funeral, to get a date with Sophie, which I just thought was really, really awful. So yeah, he's very manipulative as well. And in his own words, he's petty, he's vindictive, he's spiteful, he's a compulsive liar. And he does a lot of like really kind of shady, even stalking. He hacks into Sophie's email in one of the early series. He kind of camps outside her house one night. I could go on and on, but
yeah, and I'm hearing what you're saying. And like I said at the beginning of the episode, I do think that Mark is quite possibly the biggest bastard. But you talk about his family and you talk about his inability to sort of forge sort of these intimate relationships and whatnot. But could we not say that actually the reason that is because of the nature of his family? So actually he is just a product of a dysfunctional family rather than necessarily this sort of like bastarddom that he has sort of taken on and that he is living through, is that actually he is the product of a fucked up family. And a lot of his behaviours, I know that doesn't excuse it, but like a lot of his behaviours are just down to nurture rather than nature. I think you make a completely good point. Like a lot of the things that he does, especially with the more sinister stuff, like when he hacks into Sophie's email. I'm not comparing breaking the microwave that Dobby is using to quite that same length, but like those sort of things that he's doing aren't necessarily indicative of the upbringing that he's had. But I think certainly his relationships and his inability to show empathy and to have that sort of slightly, it's either whether it's like sociopathic or almost like verging on like autistic way of dealing with people in terms of his inability to form attachments to things. I don't know how much of that is down to nurture and how much of it is down to nature. And obviously we're discussing a fictional show, so it is slightly a redundant point there. But yeah, that's I suppose my argument against what you're saying is actually a lot of it is just product of how he's been brought up.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, definitely. There's a huge part to play in his parents and even his sister. I think that the dad is obviously one that we know and have discussed plenty of times. That he's definitely a product of a sort of, I mean, not like a broken family as such, but in a way, perhaps it would have been better if they, you know, his parents had had broken up, because there wouldn't be this, you know, such tension that seems to, you know, weigh on Mark so much, and kind of that pressure really seems to get to him. And it's that we laugh it off as the British sort of like, you know, stiff upper lip, don't talk about your feelings or whatever, but actually for Mark it's done quite a lot of damage, and that definitely, you know, is then, you know, passed on to his own relationships with Sophie and Dobby and so on. Yeah, definitely.
And I think Mark's obviously an enigma, and like we've talked at length on the main podcast about it. And I think there's lots of negatives about Mark, but I do think that when we sort of look at some of the worst things that he does, and I don't think the worst things that he does on a scale are as bad as the worst things that Jez does. I think what makes Mark worse, and I appreciate I'm arguing on the wrong side of the argument, is that he is calculated, and he's are like the things that he does wrong, he plans and are definitely sort of he is psychopathic, like you said earlier, with some of the things that he does, whereas Jez is just a bit like he does things on a whim.
Yeah, but that's almost like one of my points is that I do think that is that makes it worse that he's sort of like this cold, like calculated, like evil doer. Whereas Jeremy, you kind of I think on multiple occasions on this podcast we've likened him to sort of like a puppy who, you know, runs around and knocks things over as they, you know, in their excitement, and not like compared, like some of the things that Jeremy does are absolutely awful as well. But Mark very much knows what, like, or he claims to know what's right and wrong, and I think that makes him worse. And he is constantly preaching to Jez and other people about, you know, history and stuff, and he references so many like evil figures from history and dictators and stuff. But then when he's in a position of power, he becomes just like all of those people. We saw when he got promoted at JLB, the power went straight to his head, and the first thing he went to do was kind of like belittle Jeff and even Jeremy, like one of his closest friends. When he becomes, when JLB goes under and he becomes like the president of the survivors group, he sells them all out when a bit of cash is waved around. So it's kind of screw the rest and I'll gild my palace with gold while my peasants starve, which then also brings me on to when he becomes chairman of Apollo House. He does exactly the same thing. He uses all of the money for his own selfish gains. So he has the awareness, which is something I don't think Jeremy necessarily has, or certainly has far less of, but he still does terrible, terrible things.
And I hear what you're saying with that, but I think one of the things we always talk about with Johnson is one of the reasons to a point that we like him is because of this almost like Darwinian, the weak must make way for the strong. And I think that Mark is looking after his own self-interest in the same way that Johnson does a lot of the time. I don't think, I'm not comparing them like for like because that would be reductive, but I do think that some of the things that Mark does, he's doing for his own self-benefit. It doesn't necessarily make him a massive bastard. People who get to the top have to shit on people on their way up to get there. Like, there is a level of that in business and success, and Mark's not at the top of that sort of ladder, but he's wanting to be at the top. And so I think the way he goes about it is absolutely wrong. And like the way he feels the need to belittle people, like the way you said, like he belittles Jez, he's then rude to Jeff. He sells the people out at the JLB survivors group. But actually he's doing that to get his next rung up on the ladder, which is what his sort of friend and mentor has sort of taught him to do. And I don't think that's necessarily, like, we do say that Johnson's a bastard, so maybe I'm not comparing. Like, I'm not winning my own argument. But I do think sometimes you have to make decisions for your own self-interest and your own greater good.
I
just don't think that Mark does anything particularly bad. Like, all of his decisions are calculated. Yeah, I get that. But, like, when you compare him, and I'm going to come in with what Jez does in a minute, and some of the stuff that Jez does is just awful. Like, you can't compare the level of what Jez does to what Mark is doing. Like, Mark does a lot of small calculated things. And I'm looking at the notes that you've sort of made and sort of trying to weigh up how bad any of them are. I think as soon as you start throwing the word sociopathic or psychopathic around, it takes on a new level, because you would never argue that Jez is either of those things.
No, and I think that's where they're so different, isn't it? I think, yeah, if you broke down just, like, if you listed the actions they took, I think, yeah, maybe you'd have a pretty strong case, actually, for Jez. But I think it's the mind games and that sort of stuff that Mark does, and it's the hypocrisy of it all that particularly, you know, weighed it, you know, in the argument for Mark in my case. And Mark has got, like, horrible acts in him I noticed I was going through just like flicking through like titles of episodes, and on more than one occasion, just like this theme of piss came up where he was pissing in his boss's desk just because he didn't get a promotion, someone else did. That's a very extreme action to take. And yelling down the phone like, JLB credit, fuck off, please. Like, just, you wouldn't, just because you missed out on a promotion, like, it's very extreme. He goes to piss in the sauce at Bandito's when he can't get the time off that he wants. And then, of course, probably the most famous piss-related scene in Peep Show was that he forces Jeremy to piss himself, which is an incredibly degrading act, all to serve, you know, his own self-interest.
But he... yeah, I take your point, but I don't think... Jez doesn't have to piss himself. Like, Jez is a grown-ass adult. Like, he doesn't actually have to piss himself. He's controlling his own bladder. He's like a 30-year-old man. I don't think that is necessarily an indication.
But he's been broken down, ground down for years of living with a tyrant, Mark Corrigan, who has ground down his sense of self-worth and has made him piss himself on command. That is the evil man that we're dealing with here.
It's really interesting reading. I'm just reading back through some of the comments that people made on social media, and overwhelmingly people are in favour of Mark. And I think this is my sort of, this is the top comment, or the first one. And it was through sort of one of our regular like followers who comments on quite a lot of our stuff, Sharia Moore. And she's just said, Jez acts on whims and instincts. Mark is a self-confessed, petty and vindictive individual. His capacity for critical thinking compared to Jez makes him the massive bastard of the two. We've got loads that are in favour of Mark. Don't know how people could vote for Jeremy here. Jeremy is shit, but ultimately powerless against nearly everybody but Mark. Mark is a bastard and has bastard reach to multiple people. But interestingly, Jez won the vote of who was the bigger bastard, only by like 50.6 to 49.4.
Oh, wow, so very like tight.
Two votes or whatever. But he still won it, which I'm really surprised by, considering all the comments and people basically saying it's Mark. I think people are basically saying like Jez is harmless, whereas Mark is doing it on purpose. But I mean, I'm happy to jump in now with my thoughts on Jez, unless you've got any further digging to do on Mark.
I think that my only last point was that I think you're right to mention a lot of the things that Jez does being particularly horrible, but I almost feel like Mark sometimes feels like he's like the mafia boss who kind of signs off on Jeremy doing these horrible things, and Mark knows that you shouldn't be doing things like kidnapping Angus or waterboarding Jerry, which are things that Jeremy does, in fairness. So perhaps I'm giving you something for your column. But Mark knows that actually, no, definitely you shouldn't be doing that, but then thinks, oh, but hang on a minute, it kind of serves me well. Okay, go and do it. He's giving Jeremy the freedom to do that and isn't taking responsibility for it. And even goes as... There's a moment where he says... like, oh no, you definitely shouldn't do that, and then in his head he's like, just need to like put up enough resistance to like rid myself of any like liability, and then out loud goes, oh okay then, but on your heads be it. And it's like, wow, okay, yeah, so he's definitely for all of these horrible acts, but he lets Jeremy do them because he thinks, you know, that then he'll get away with it, which is not okay.
No, and that's sort of where the sociopathic tendencies are then sort of...
Exactly, yeah.
...brought back in. Well, let me move on to Jez. I'm not going to try and argue that the same sort of level of sort of psychopathic or sociopathic tendencies are in place here at all, but they're not. I just think that when my sole argument for why Jez is the bigger bastard is just the level of bad things that he does, and the quantity of them, I think, is my pure argument for Jez being worse. Because, like people have quite rightly stated, he isn't a malicious and manipulative person. He acts on whim. He often finds himself in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he's quite often backed into a corner to the point where he then has to act. And a lot of his bad things that he does are reactive rather than proactive actions. Some of them are still terrible, and like, I'm just going to throw these ones at you. And these are just like the initial worst ones that came to my head. You've obviously got eating the dog. I think that is, like Robert Webb said when we interviewed him, like that's the worst thing that he's done. He used a fake life coaching qualification to then basically like manipulate and control and like get into some bad situations. And even if we'd counted the life coaching qualification as genuine, he still then basically does a lot of unethical things very, very quickly in his role as that. He then locks Eva in the water tank when he's trying to flirt with Nancy. Little things like he leaves Mark in the lion park with the lions when they go with Foz. He lies, and I know this is a joint enterprise, but they lie to the gym manager about Matt Townsend and the fact that he sexually assaulted Mark in order to get him fired just so that he can crack on with Nancy. He then actually does a poo in the pool to further prove that point. The way he treats his mum, which I think actually when we did a vote on the worst things that Jez does, that was right up there, was his attitude towards his mum, which is just absolutely awful. I think, and that's without even talking about the waterboarding Jerry, the kidnapping Angus, the... I don't think this is entirely his fault, but he and Superhands effectively groom Barney or Jamie, whichever one it is. I know Hans is eventually the one who ends up getting him to give him a blowjob, but like, I feel like Jeremy does a fair amount of the grooming in that. And I do get there are arguments against a lot of those things. Like the dog thing, he is backed into a corner. Like by the point he gets to that stage, it's fight or flight, isn't it? Like that's the only way he can get out of that one, and turns out the only way he can get out of it is to eat it.
Yeah, I think Jeremy... Yeah, there's something in that where, yeah, he kind of traps himself, doesn't he, in quite a lot of situations. But I think he makes very, very shockingly poor decisions. Like, there are so many opportunities to get out of that situation with the dog. He could have done anything, like, so many times before they get on that boat with the corpse in the plastic bag. Like, just countless opportunities to, like, just sort of, you know, dump the body, whatever. But so, yeah, it's just a real domino effect of bad decision after bad decision that ultimately kind of traps himself, doesn't he? Result. He doesn't want to eat that dog. It's the last thing he wants to do, but he feels like he has to. So I can kind of see where you're coming from, but that is a really atrocious thing to do.
And I do get people's argument that like a lot of the things just sort of happen without him particularly being malicious or manipulative or like pre-planned things that happen, but there are only so many things that can go wrong to one person where he's done all of these terrible things before you go yes, we think like he's not the calculated sociopath that Mark is, but he's not an idiot. Like, he's a relatively educated person, and has got certain street smarts. He just makes terrible decisions. And I think that is just as much of a bastard tendency as Mark. Like, these things that happen to Jez, he's not just like, oh, I've accidentally, like, oh, I put the weights on the top of the water tank. He did that on purpose. Like, he makes decisions of his own, like, he makes the choice to sleep with Sophie. He makes the choice to sleep with Sophie's mum. He makes the choice to be horrible to his mum. He makes the choice to cheat on Nancy. I know that's a sort of really bizarre thing, but like, I think Jez's undoing is the fact that he thinks with his pants before he thinks with his brain. And so many of these situations are because he's either thinking with his dick or because he's backed into a corner. There aren't many decisions that he makes where he's done it as a true like act of vengeance. And most of the acts of vengeance that he makes are against Mark. They're not to the wider community, whereas Mark's are sort of... He doesn't really care, does he? Whereas Jesse's worst things, aside from the eating of the dog, and when he's properly... Like, when he puts the Judas on Mark's bed, that's disgusting. That's awful.
Yeah.
But it's one of the few times that he actually goes out of his way to be vengeful against somebody.
I feel like you've come around and are now arguing on the side you shouldn't be.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I didn't really come round. I did quite clearly stay at the beginning that I was agreeing with you. I think the more we talk about it, the more that, like, Jez does the worst things. Like, in terms of pure actions, Jez definitely, his actions outweigh Mark's. Like, in terms of the extremity of them. And I think that there's a fair argument for saying that purely on the number and severity of what he does, he is the biggest bastard, because he's not doing them. He's not like, things aren't running out in front of him and they're happening by accident. Like, he's making an active choice to do them. He's just not making the same cold, calculated, sociopathic choice that Mark's making.
Mm. Yeah, and I think it comes down to, I've mentioned this before, I can't remember if it was on our podcast, but we appeared on another one, didn't we, not that long ago, and I think it was there that I mentioned that there is a warmness to Jeremy, and there's a reason that people liken him to that puppy who runs around and knocks things over, but those things he's knocking over are kidnapping people and imprisoning people in water tanks and eating dogs. But we kind of go, oh, you know, it's Jeremy. Whereas with Mark, there is a coldness, and it's that cold, calculated nature. And something else that I forgot to mention earlier that I'd noted down is that Mark really embodies that sense of Schadenfreude, which is he takes great pleasure in other people's misfortune. And we get several instances of that through the show. And he even admits himself, saying, like, I only like hearing about people's holidays when they're disastrous. He enjoys watching sort of property design shows, but his favourite bits are when the eco-friendly glass, like, doesn't make it from Antwerp and the nice couple go over budget. Like, that's what he likes. So I think there's a real coldness to Mark, which kind of makes me perceive him to be worse, whereas Jeremy is kind of warm and friendly, and he wants the world to be, as naive as he is, but he kind of wants the world to, you know, hold hands and sing songs and peace and love and all that, whereas Mark is very cynical. So I think that is where a lot of people would side with Mark. But actually, when you tally up some of those things that you'd mentioned that Jez does, I'd forgotten about, and there are some atrocities in Jeremy's closet there. A lot of skeletons.
But stupidity and naivety isn't necessarily a defence for committing those atrocities. I think,
totally.
I think, like, it's very easy to go, ah, well, Jez is just a puppy bounding around, like, knocking stuff off. Like, if your puppy knocks stuff off for 9 series, you'd be pretty pissed off with it. Like, you'd be like, right, learn your fucking lesson. I think that's like I said, I'm arguing against something I don't fully believe in. But I do think that there is a certain element where, like, Jez does some bad things accidentally or because he's backed into a corner, but he also does some bad things to Mark that he knows he's doing, and he does it deliberately to push his buttons. Like, he does stuff that he knows is going to wind Mark up. Like, even little things like eating the sausage because he's hungry. He knows that's the sort of thing that's going to wind Mark up.
Like, yeah.
That just came to my mind as sort of a final thing. Like, it's a really small thing, but he goes out of his way to upset Mark. Whereas I don't think Mark quite does to Jez. Like, Jez is, like I said earlier, Mark's the only person that Jez really, like, goes out of his way to hurt or to wind up. Whereas I almost think the reverse. Like, Mark doesn't really do too much wrong to Jez. Like, you said, like, Jez is, like, almost like his henchman, and he does what Mark wanted him to do on some of the big things.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Mark hurts Jeremy in quite the same way that Jeremy hurts Mark.
No, that's a very good point. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
But we could dance around the houses. I think we both agree, I think, that Mark is the more sort of calculated and manipulative of the two characters. Sort of, he purposefully sets out to mislead, hurt and upset people that are the closest to him. And like I said, whilst I'm arguing in favour of Jez, I just think the worst things he does are where he doesn't really have a way out. So eating the dog, putting the lid in the water tank, lying to Mark about the baby, they're all things that he does. Like, even the baby thing he does. I know sleeping with Sophie was bad, but like when he lies to Mark about the baby being his, he's backed into a corner by it. Admittedly of his own doing. But they're all things where he has pressure put on him and he has to react. But anyway, there we have it. The biggest bastard has been decided. If you're enjoying these episodes on Patreon, please give us a little thumbs up on the little post stream. I presume your Patreon looks the same as ours. Or give us a little comment and let us know what you think. And if there are any topics, sort of we've got the next one already sorted. But if you've got any topics sort of that you want us to discuss, please give us a shout. Like, contact us on Patreon is probably the easiest way to do it, and Tom or I will be able to pick it up. And please make sure you recommend it to your friends. The more patrons we get, I think the more likely we are to drop something sort of really quite big in one of these episodes, because we're conscious of, we want to keep giving you guys content, and the more patrons we get, the more stuff we can bring into the exclusive episodes. But there we have it. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining me, Tom.
You're such a bastard. You know, don't you?